"If you don't want me to go to sleep," she mumbled, "you'd better stop rubbing my hair." He grinned. His fingers stopped stroking, but he lifted a handful of hair to his face, unable to control the urge to feel it against his lips. "You're a pretty nice guy to have around in an emergency," she murmured against his neck. His smile deepened. "I was thinking the same thing about you when our plane touched down smack in the middle of that airstrip. Most pilots couldn't have made it in good weather conditions." "You think I'm a nice guy to have around in an emergency?" she muttered. She was toasty warm, and it was hard to ward off sleep. "I think you're one hell of a pilot," he praised gruffly, his arms tightening around her. The compliment sent a thrill through her and chased away some of the sleepiness. She allowed herself a few minutes to bask in Connor's praise, and then thoughts of her Saratoga surfaced. "I wrecked my plane." Her tone was so dejected, Reed found himself smiling again. He couldn't seem to help it, but attributed the uncharacteristic sense of contentment to the fact he'd just been delivered from death's door. Holding a beautiful woman in his arms wasn't bad either, never mind who the woman was. "I don't think the plane suffered much damage," he offered in a soothing tone. "The left wing is the only section that struck the tree." "Wings are important, you know," Sharla felt compelled to remind him. Reed was beginning to feel like an extremely lucky man. He admired Sharla the pilot, but he really liked Sharla, the soft, sexy woman with a wry sense of humor. "And when the rain lets up, I promise I'll go outside and check your wing. There's a radio here I can use to call for help if we need it."
"Connors?"
"The name is Reed," he corrected. Sharla thought about that for a minute. She'd always thought of him as Connors. Reed seemed so personal, even though she usually addressed people by their first names.
"Reed?"
She tested his name on her lips.
"What?"
She liked the smile in his voice.
"I hate to complain, but my backside is getting scorched."
He chuckled and rolled onto his back, rearranged the blanket, and pulled her on top of him. That shifted her backside from the direct heat of the flames.
"Is that better?"
Sharla's murmur was lost somewhere in the curve of his shoulder as she adjusted her body to the shape of his lean, hard frame. Her hands came to rest on the solid wall of his chest, and the steady drum of his heart was soothing. His arms enveloped her and held her close. For a few minutes he allowed himself the sweet, sensual luxury of having her body pressed to his. Growing up on an isolated farm in Iowa, he'd been shy and backward around girls as a teen. Until 17, he'd been small for his age and painfully self-conscious. At 18, his strength and coordination had finally developed to a satisfying extent. He'd rapidly overcome his shyness as women began to let him know they found him appealing. He'd been blessed with natural athletic abilities that gave him an edge in sports and seemed to attract more of the opposite sex. There had been no shortage of women throwing themselves at him since those early years, and he'd grown very cynical and hard-hearted in his personal life. Then he'd met Sharla. Something about her flashing eyes and independent spirit had pierced the armor he'd carefully erected and exposed the vulnerable boy again. Reed hadn't liked the feeling one bit. He'd spent 3 years fighting the desire to take her in his arms and explore the attraction between them. Now he was greedily absorbing the scent and feel of her. It might not be wise, but it felt damned good. Their new position alleviated Charlotte's problem with the fireplace, but created a heightened sensual contact with his hard body that was even more disturbing. She propped her arms on his chest and looked him directly in the eyes. Her hair curtained them in more intimacy. His eyes gleamed with devilish enjoyment, and she couldn't help but blush.
"I'm all warm now," she felt compelled to confess.
Stain locked against his body was plain with fire. His hands had been resting on her hips, but they tightened at her hint that they no longer needed to be quite so close. He wasn't ready to let her go.